The Burt Show.
Poor Wendy and Jen had a really tough flight out to LA from Atlanta.
Well, I mean, it's relative, but I will say there was a screaming baby right in the seat in front of Wendy, which was only one row up and aisle over from me. And I felt so bad for the mama because she was trying everything. She really was trying everything to get this kid to shut up. But this kid was wailing. Wailing.
And when you say the whole flight, give us a percentage of time in
the
air.
We were on the flight for 4.5 hours.
Yep.
And about how many of those do you think she screamed?
Two.
Half of it. And how many rows was she behind you or in front of you?
She was one row in front of me.
Right in front of Wendy.
But it was at least 1 hour straight. So the 2 hours comes in just like spurts, but 1 hour at least.
1 hour.
And was it
straight
on takeoff?
Straight.
During the flight.
Because there's nothing you can do as a parent on takeoff. Because usually, you know, you want to get up and if you move them around a little bit, give them a change of scenery. Well, but on takeoff and landing, you can't do that.
We did have a lot of turbulence. And so they kept turning on the seatbelt sign. And so there wasn't a lot of time that the mom could have gotten up, and the mom had another young child. So she had probably a 3-year-old and then also this maybe 9-10 month old. I don't know.
Couldn't be very old at all, but in the lap.
Not even a year, but just wailing.
Baby was just stir crazy.
Like, it was really, I think, testing everyone's patience. Even parents around, I could tell, were like doing that shift in their seat where you're like uncomfortable and you're like trying not to look over there and you're trying not to roll your eyes, but it's just the persistent screams.
I have been that person before. I mean, as a parent,
you've been the person with the screaming kid?
With the screaming kid, yeah.
On a 4.5 hour flight?
No, not that long, but even 20 minutes, you know, if you're the parent and you're trying to calm your kid down and they won't, you just get hot all over. You're embarrassed because you've been on the other end of it also, and you know there's nothing you can do, man. It sucks.
It was just brutal screaming because the child, poor child, was just stir crazy. They may have taken another flight before they got on this flight to Los Angeles, is the only thing I could think. But child was
can't you drug
stir
the
crazy.
Kid?
Do something.
Do the Benadryl thing.
Do the bottle.
Ambien.
Xanax. That's Benadryl for a kid, is pretty much.
There was no bottle. There was no food given to the child. I was just like, something. I was like, I was about to say, let me take the kid and I'll just, somebody new to hold the baby.
Have you been on a flight before where one crying baby sets off a chain reaction of other crying babies also?
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
I know. There were other babies on the flight, though, so that didn't happen, but.
No, on my flight, it was just the aisle was like a running. A playground for the kids that were on my flight out here.
Seriously?
It wasn't. They were older. They were, I guess, I don't know. I'm not good with kids' ages, but let's say 5 and 6 years old. And it was a brother and sister. And the brother, especially the mother, let the kids run up and down the
aisle. I'm surprised that's allowed.
Well, I could see kind of like when you kind of read the faces of people on the flight because everybody's, you know, kind of looking forward and deadpan, but then you can see the shifting and like you were saying, and you could tell that there were people that were just like, what is this kid doing? Because the first time, ha, 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 second time, ha, 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 and then by the fourth and fifth time, this kid was
obnoxious.
Like, yeah.
That holds true for the game of peekaboo between the seats.
Yes.
Right, as a parent, just know this, that your kid can play peekaboo for 6 straight hours. And we as adults think it's charming for 30 seconds. And then turn your kid around and put him back in the seat.
There's also the careful line. Like when I was flying back from Baltimore a couple weeks ago, the woman next to me had a 2-year-old. And I'm wondering how this 2-year-old was.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was
not taking up a seat 2 years old, so I don't have to pay for that.
It was a creative. It was
Bert,
a creative
you know that,
too.
You know that, huh?
I do know that. Yes.
So this little guy was there, and he had like his little Ziploc baggie with crayons and cars and like you know
stuff.
A little baggie of distractions. So I made a couple little jokes with him. It was playing with his cars, and then you know I thought I put in my 10 minutes, right? That kid, I was his best friend that whole flight.
Of course you were.
Yes, he wanted to look at all my pictures of my animals and my computer, and I don't.
And you got a lot of porn on that thing.
I was going to say, I don't want some little kid kicking through my computer because who knows what he's going to end up coming
up
with.
It's like he's got to learn it from somewhere. So,
and so not only on our flight out here did we have a screaming baby
and turbulence,
but I felt like I had a child next to me. He was a grown man, I would say probably in his 50s, grown man. And you know how you get the peanuts or the pretzels and you get the napkins when the flight attendants come by to ask you what you want? Well, this guy thought it was his living room, so he just decided that after he was done with his peanuts, he was just going to throw the trash into my seat like it was the disposable.
Seriously? While you're sitting there?
Yeah. While I'm sitting there, didn't notice.
His trash in her seat.
His trash was in my seat, didn't want to drink, so he threw the napkin up in the air like it was just...
What?
He was at home, and this was trash day. Yeah, so I like...
I'm sitting right here.
Can you not see me?
Yeah. Well, I tried to make it obvious to pick up, like I literally scooted myself up to pick up the trash and he didn't notice.
He's right next to you?
Right next to me.
Yeah.
That's weird. Right next to me and threw all his trash, like it was his living room or his kitchen that he does at home, and it was just normal.
Oh, and the guy sitting next to me, because we were in the same row but just separate sides of the aisle, I think the guy next to me probably smoked a pack of cigarettes at once before he got on the flight.
Oh, God.
So every time he shifted, I got a puff.
Did you snort his clothes?
Yes, the smell.
You just quit smoking?
Every single time. And I thought he was going to drop kick the screaming baby. Because yes. Not only was he annoyed like the rest of us, but he needed a cigarette.
Right. He needed
bad. Really, really bad.
Hey, The Bird Show.